I hear from medical sales reps who frequently are distressed because they found out a customer is using a competitive product behind their back. They act like they're in a relationship and the customer is cheating. Do you ever feel like one of your customers is cheating on you? Uh-oh. Let me help. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to another Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel. This is a delicate one. Cheating. What do I mean? When you started in medical sales, or pharmaceutical sales, or biotechnology, life sciences, pick your healthcare sales category, someone probably said to you, medical sales is a relationship business, and you believe them. Marriage is a relationship business. Being a priest or rabbi, that's a relationship business. But medical sales? Well, I guess it is for some, probably too many. How do I know this? It's because medical reps get very upset when they learn a customer is cheating on them. Maybe it's just flirting, but it hurts just the same. Look, you fantasize before landing the business, being the customer's one and only vendor for what you sell. You dreamed about satisfying their every need, being there for them to deliver a product, get them better pricing, or just giving them a ride to the Mercedes dealership to get their car serviced. You give them the best hours of your life. And then one day, you find out he or she is, can't even say it, talking to a competitor in their office, in their clinic, in the OR, the same place where you call on the customer. You thought this was sacred ground, but no. Now your customer is flirting with someone else, entertaining the idea of buying from someone else, or at least it looks that way. And of course, the customer tries to cover it up. He or she opens the window to erase the smell of strange perfume or cologne. But you see it, or smell it, but you see that competitive brochure on the desk. And, you know, he flips it over to hide it, but you see that competitive logo on the back. There are other signs too, like when you see the customer texting and she suddenly stops and turns off her phone. What doesn't she want you to see? Texting the competition? Deleting incriminating emails or voicemails? Your imagination is running wild. You're worried. You want to confront this person who you have trusted and who you want to trust you. But is this a good idea? What if you're wrong? What if it's just your paranoid suspicions? Then the customer becomes less careful, more bold. He or she arranges a secret rendezvous with the competition. Okay, maybe not so secret, but you see the competition's name in the calendar or on the schedule, or you overhear talk that little Miss So-and-so will be there tomorrow for a case or an appointment, or who knows what else. You've caught them in the act. They're cheating on you, and you're thinking, how could he do this to me? How could he do this to me? After all we've been through, after all I've done for him, I've driven hours early in the morning to get a product for one of his patients. I've brought croissants to his office. Croissants, not donuts like the other cheap-ass reps. I flew in a product manager to address a problem. A freaking product manager. Do you have any idea what that cost me? I've sent products by courier all hours of the day and night. I've checked and double-checked every shipment before it went out. I return his calls within minutes, and this is the thanks I get? He treats me like this by talking to another rep? No. You feel the pain in your heart, like someone took a chunk out of it. You can't sleep. You want to simultaneously fix it and tell them to find another vendor. But you don't. Because deep in your heart, you want to keep the business. So let the customer have his midlife crisis with the competition. Maybe he needs to buy from someone else to realize how good he has it with you. We've heard it said that customers, whether they're doctors, nurses, therapists, technologists, technicians, materials managers, or et cetera, like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. No, because people are more comfortable with people they know. Like, because business is more pleasant when you like the person you're buying from. And trust, because we all want to do business with people who are honest, ethical, dependable, predictable in a good way. In other words, they won't try to screw you. Maybe the customer doesn't like you anymore. Maybe the trust is gone. When they have a wandering eye, there's a reason. Think about it. If you've had a relationship and it seems like the relationship is changing, here's why. In a relationship, people seek new relationships if and when their needs aren't being met in the current relationship. Maybe the like is gone. Maybe the trust is gone. Maybe they're bored. If you say the same thing and do the same thing, especially if all you do is what's expected of you, that's boring. You see, new vendor interests, they almost always promise more. Whether they can deliver or not is irrelevant at the early stage. It just sounds good to the customer. And it's a change. It's different. It's exciting. Maybe it will make things better. Maybe not. But there's a chance. And sometimes customers are willing to take the chance. So how can you win them back and hold on to them? Or more importantly, how can you keep them from straying in the first place? Become versed in the things that are important to them, even if they don't know they are important. Know what they care about or need to care about, even if it bores you. In relationships, you and your partner both have needs. Your needs must be met. And of course, if you want to maintain the relationship, their needs must be met as well. And you've got to get real about selling in healthcare. There's a reason that customers do business with you. It's because they value the product, the service, dependability, and trust you bring to the relationship. You meet their needs. Find out what they value, what they need, what they want, and then see if you can provide it. But you got to get real. And here's the get real part. Your customers are looking for solutions, not friends. And you should be looking for satisfied customers, not friends. So stop showing up at your customer's office or clinic acting like you're looking for a date. Be a professional salesperson. How? Show that you respect their professional time by only discussing business issues, not time wasters like sports, travel, and food. Let your competition waste their time. You solve their problems. Do that, and they will like you in a way that matters. If you want to be liked, loved, and admired unconditionally, get a dog. If you want respect, trust, and more sales, focus on addressing clinical and business issues for your customers that truly matter to them. So don't worry if you think your customers are cheating on you. They can't. Because they're not married to you. And if you disappoint them, fail them, or even bore them, they might look somewhere else. They have the right. Your job is to not let that happen. And my job is to help you succeed in your medical sales career. If you'd like some information on how I could help you to do that with comprehensive training and ongoing support, please visit the Medical Sales Academy website at medicalsalestraining.com. Again, medicalsalestraining.com. I'm Mace Haroff. I thank you for taking some of your valuable time to be here today. And if you've been worried about your customers cheating, I hope you're feeling better. I hope I've put some of those concerns at rest. I put you at ease. Because what you do is important. What you do matters. Keep doing it. And don't forget that whatever you're doing, what matters the most, the patient. Nothing's more important than the patient. Get out there and make a difference. I look forward to speaking to you again on the podcast, on the videos. I'm Mace Haroff. I'll see you later. Have a great week selling.